Hello, and welcome to the Locked On Flyers podcast for Tuesday, May 26th, your daily dose of Flyers news, analysis, and high-quality content that is excited to talk about Cam York.
Yam cork, or as Wade Allison would say, ham and pork. I love that kid. He's literally called Cam ham and pork.
That is adorable. I love
They're funny.
They are funny. Aw, those kids. Locked On Flyers is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. So subscribe to get all of our episodes here on the Locked On Sports Network, your team every day. We're your hosts. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Danielle.
And today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your first order. And for this week only, you'll get $5 off every box of bars. Amazing.
Amazing.
This can be used in addition to the $10 off promo code. And they've got four new flavors: peanut butter banana, pineapple upside down cake, coconut pecan pie, and blueberry lemon. So go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and enjoy. Today, we are going to talk about Cam York, like we just said in the intro. And we've got with us Bailey Johnson, who covered Cam this past year at Michigan. So it's super cool to have somebody who saw him play up close all season long. And then, of course, we'll wrap up with our Flyers fun thing. Follow us on Twitter at Locked On Flyers so you can send us your questions for our weekly mailbag or just tell us what you think about this new 24-team playoff format being proposed. You can also email us at lockedonflyers@gmail.com. So Cam York, as we recall, was drafted last year, 2019, in the first round at number 14. We obviously remember the Flyers trading down in the draft to get some additional picks and picked the defenseman. He's a left shot from Anaheim, California. He's such a California kid. Oh my God. And prior to this past year, he was on the U.S. National Development Team program, where in 63 games played, he had 14 goals and 51 assists for 65 points. Last year at Michigan was his freshman year, where he played 30 games and had 5 goals and 11 assists for a total of 16 points. He was a finalist for the Big Ten Rookie of the Year and got an honorable mention for All Big Ten, and he was on the Big Ten All Freshman team. In addition to that, he played on the USA World Junior team, and he's primarily known as a guy who can read plays well and is a power play specialist.
I am excited to learn more about Cam York.
I am too. You know, we've talked about this before where there was some little bit of disappointment when he was picked, but I think there's a lot to be excited about with Cam, and Bailey, who knows him inside and out, as far as his hockey this past year, will give us all the information we need to get excited about Cam. So just like we talked about in our intro, we are here with Bailey Johnson, who covered the Michigan hockey team for the last couple of years. Welcome, Bailey.
Thanks for having me.
We're excited to get into Cam York. I unintentionally, but maybe intentionally, mistakenly made this meeting invite Yam Cork, and so his nickname, I guess, sometimes. So I'm excited to talk about our first round draft pick. First off, going into this past season, there seemed to be an opinion that Cam would be the player that filled the hole that Hughes left on the blue line. Do you agree? And how do you think he fit into the Wolverines defense?
So I definitely agreed at the time. I think it was sort of a natural thing for people to think. You're looking at a hole on the left side, a small puck moving defenseman. The parallels are really obvious. As I watched him more, I would say they were not as similar as I thought they were going to be. Obviously, he did fill that spot and fill that role. He played on the first power play, played top pair minutes every single night, but things were definitely a little bit different. But I think he fit in really well and took on a big role right away.
That's interesting. I thought the same thing, and you're right. They do tend to play a different style. I think Quinn's more that puck moving, the puck's always on his stick, kind of reminds me of Gossespierre in that sense. Whereas Cam seems to be like a pass first. I think we saw that in development camp when he was playing with some prospects, as in Morgan Frost and Bobby Brink. So that's,
yeah, absolutely. That's fair. Yeah, that's definitely how I would break it down. Mel, Michigan's coach, kind of described it as Quinn needed to be, or didn't need to, but always wanted to be the one leading the rush and have the puck on his stick and be in control of all of that, while Cam is happy to jump up in the rush and play that more offensive role, but he's just as happy to pass out and stay a little more defensive.
So, you know, when he was drafted, Cam, in Flyers fans' perspectives, was seen as an offensive defenseman. How would you rate his defensive capabilities?
I think he's better defensively than people give him credit for. I think people think of him as like an offense first defenseman, and that's not necessarily what I watched when I saw him. He is really strong defensively. He is sort of always in the right place, never seems to get super out of position or have to make something, have to fix a major problem that came up because he, you know, was in the wrong spot or whatever. So I think he's pretty strong defensively and like showed that all season.
That's good to hear. I think that, you know, for Flyers fans, we tend to kind of divide our defensemen between offensive and defensive defensemen, but you really need some guys that can do both. So it sounds like he could be one of those guys.
Yeah, he's definitely a two-way guy. Like, he played on the power play and he played on the penalty kill. He will get up and score goals, but he doesn't have to. Like, he can definitely do both.
So this past season, he suffered an ankle injury near the beginning of the season. How did he handle being sidelined? And then, you know, how long did it take him to get back up to speed? And then do you feel like he looked as good as he did before the injury?
Yeah, so that was literally in the first game of the year, which was definitely tough on him, I think, mentally. He'd never really, as far as I was told, never really been hurt before in that way of, like, you have to figure out what you can play through and what you can't, like what level of pain means you need to be on the ice anyway. So I think that was hard on him mentally, sort of figuring out that line. But once he came back, I think he missed 3 games and then he had 2 assists his like first game back, seemed to be totally fine. A week after that, he told me he was not quite 100%, but almost 100%. So he came through it pretty well and didn't appear to miss a beat the minute he was back. I have a note from my first game back, or his first game back, that says, "York, nice work on D. He looks pretty dang good for being low-key hurt." So I think that tells you a lot of what you need to know about how he came back.
I think one of the weird parts in Cam's season or his year was around World Juniors. That's like a big, that's a big moment when I think a lot of fans who don't normally watch college hockey focus in on any of the prospects that are in the World Juniors. And Cam just seemed to have like such a limited role. I mean, he was on the power play for Team USA, but just a low minutes. How would you rate his play once he returned back to Michigan? Because I know sometimes when players don't have that great of a World Juniors, they do come back and like kind of jolt into their the rest of their season.
Yeah, he definitely came back with a chip on his shoulder. He was, quite frankly, really mad about how World Juniors went and sort of told us that a couple times we tried to ask about it, and he shut that down pretty quickly. He did not want to talk about it, just wanted to move forward and play his best hockey. He played really well as soon as he was back, took his role back on the power play, basically played the same way he had before he left, but was just a little extra edge to his game and sort of an attitude of, like, going to prove them wrong, like, I can play big minutes. It was interesting to see because he tends to be a little bit quieter about that kind of stuff, but the chip on the shoulder was out in full force after that for sure.
That's wild. Do you think he was more upset with his individual play slash usage versus the team performance overall?
So the impression I got from him and sort of hearing what he had to say was that he and the rest of his teammates who maybe didn't play the same role they thought they were going to, guys like Alex Turcotte or Cole Caulfield, were all pretty disappointed in how they were used. And I think one time he said something along the lines of the players and the coaching staff had very different ideas of what would make this team be good. So he was definitely not pleased with how things turned out over there.
So that flows nicely into our next question, because, you know, his junior team experience might help him moving forward? And do you think that role will change or grow next year, given that one of the Michigan assistant coaches is on the coaching staff there too?
Yeah, it definitely will. It's obviously a 19-year-old's tournament, so I don't know how much he was going to play anyway, being an 18-year-old at World Juniors, but I think everyone expected it would be more than it was. And obviously with Chris Mayotte having that familiarity with him and knowing him, he'll have now coached him for a year and a half at that point. I think it's pretty natural that he'll be a year older. One of the coaches will be really familiar with him and he'll play a lot more and take on a bigger role. Like, I would expect him to be one of their top defensemen next year.
Now, just looking at his season at Michigan, what do you think Cam needs to work on the most, or, you know, polish up any areas of his game?
So when I looked at this question, I kind of made a long list and then I felt sort of bad about it because there's really nothing glaring. Like, he's really good at hockey and you can always improve in little areas. So I would say his skating can always improve. He's a very good skater, but he's not an excellent skater. And I'm also not an expert at analyzing that, but that's sort of what I've gotten the impression of and been told from other people. Another thing that can improve is his sort of hustle factor. He's praised so much for his low panic meter, and he is definitely very calm and very relaxed on the ice. But every now and again, there will be something where, like, he almost doesn't read it as it's something he should be panicking about. Like, he thinks it's going to work out, and then it doesn't. Like, probably 5 or 6 times during the year, they would lose the offensive zone on the power play because he'd be up at the blue line, and he'd see the puck coming at him, and it would almost seem like he was like, oh, like, I've got it. Like, the puck's not going to go out. We're fine. And then by the time he actually hustled to it, it was a little too late, and, like, the puck went past him. So just sort of little things like that about noticing what's a big deal and what's not a big deal, I think, could maybe improve a little.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. He is very calm, cool, collected, but so I can see how that could kind of bite him in the butt a little bit.
Yeah, he's definitely he's a California kid for sure. You can tell how he plays hockey, how he is when you talk to him. That kid is from California.
I think, you know, some extra time in an NHL development camp will also kind of knock that out of him because he'll have to hustle for every puck at those camps.
Exactly. I think that'll be really big for him.
So do you think that he'll get those more minutes next year at Michigan as well? And, you know, I'm not sure what the roster is going to look like there, but how do you see him fitting in and how will that affect his development?
So off the bat, I don't think he really can play more minutes. He played 27, 28 minutes a night a lot. So there's not a whole lot where he can go from that. He'll probably play a little bit more on the kill because he'll have had a year of experience in the system. The defense next year is shaping up to be super interesting. They're bringing in a lot of high-end talent. I won't bore y'all with my intense knowledge of the Michigan hockey roster for next year, but they're bringing in some guys like Owen Power, who could be a top 5 pick in 2021, and Jacob Trescott, who's coming out of the national team development program. So it'll be interesting to see who takes that spot on the right side, because Mel really likes to play his defenseman on their correct side, and he really likes to pair a puck-moving guy with a true defensive blue liner. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know who that is on that team. They're losing their 2 big defensemen who weren't super interested in the offensive side of things. So I honestly have no idea who they're going to play him with. You could name anyone on the roster, and I would say, sure, sounds like that might work. So I think it'll be interesting to see who he ends up playing with, but he will definitely still be top pair, top power play unit, get minutes on the PK. Like, he'll still play a ton for sure.
That's interesting. And so with Mel liking that, you know, offensive defenseman with that stay at home, what is Cam like in the position of an offensive defenseman, or do you see him playing more of a defensive defenseman with the new people coming in?
That's interesting. I actually hadn't really thought about that. I sort of just assumed he'd keep playing that offensive role. And I do think he would. He's so talented offensively. There's not a lot of defensemen that are scoring wraparound goals and that sort of thing. But he definitely might take on, it might end up being a situation where it's more 2 offensive guys paired together. And it sort of depends on the matchup and the situation as who is taking that more defensive role.
Yeah, I find that especially in the junior and college game, the more mature defensemen will take a bigger defensive role simply because they know how to think that way better than some of the younger guys who are just kind of in it for, you know, thinking about their offensive production.
For sure. And he's definitely someone that, like, the coaching staff will be able to trust and lean on. If you need him to play that defensive role, he can. So I would think he'll probably play a little more defensively than he has. He was paired with Luke Martin this past year, who is the definition of a stay-at-home blue liner. He had not scored a goal in a year and a half until he scored in February. So that was sort of the perfect situation for Cam, but I could see him taking on a little more of the defensive role for sure.
Now I'm going to throw this question in. So where do you see Michigan next year? I mean, it seems like there's a bit of turnover with the roster, but do you still see them in the same position? Hopefully, if everything goes well and the season starts when it's supposed to.
Yeah, so assuming everything goes as we would all hope it to, they're going to be ridiculous. I don't know how well all the talent will translate. I'm a little bit afraid it's going to end up sort of being like a Wisconsin this year where they're loaded with talent, but they just can't put it all together. But they're bringing in Kent Johnson, Owen Power, Thomas Bordalo, Jacob Truscott, all these guys that are either top 10 picks or borderline first round picks. They're bringing in a ton of talent up front. Brendan Brisson is another one who could go late first round this year on the forward side of things. So it's going to be super interesting to see how all that talent comes together. I go back and forth between having faith that it's all going to work out and thinking, oh, there's no way all of those super talented guys are going to want to work together. And, you know, somebody who's a first round pick may have to be the fourth line center. And
oh, wow.
I don't know how they'll feel about that. But I think if it all works out, they could be really good.
That is exciting. We're going to have to keep our eye out on Cam, see how he does. So to wrap it up, we always ask this. I know it's a hard question, but in your opinion, is there a current NHL player that York stylistically reminds you of?
So I'm super deep in the college hockey bubble. I don't watch that much of the NHL, so this one's pretty tough for me. But I'd say name a smaller two-way defenseman, and there's probably a lot of similarities. He's obviously a little less offensive than guys like Quinn Hughes or Cale Makar, but I think he could sort of fit into that mold. I'm really thought hard about someone who's a little less offensive than that and couldn't come up with a name, but if you name someone, I would say sure, that sounds right.
Off the top of my head, I'm thinking like a Torrey Krug, which I would be ecstatic about.
That was one I thought about, and I couldn't decide if I felt strongly enough about it to say it, but I definitely agree that that's a total, like, decent comparison for sure. I think Krug plays a little more edge to his game than Cam does, but otherwise, yeah, very similar.
I know that for Flyers fans, when Cam got selected, it was a little bit of a letdown at the time because a lot of Flyers fans wanted them to draft Cole Caulfield. And so based on your observation of Cam, is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you could sort of sell Flyers fans on Cam York or something to get excited about?
I mean, obviously Cole Caulfield is Cole Caulfield and he is phenomenal. Frankly, I worry a little bit about how he'll translate at the NHL level because he is so small. Cam, not that that's anything against Cole Caulfield. He's going to be great, but his size is something that concerns me. I worry about him because those guys are really big. Cam is a really, really good hockey player. He is someone I super love the opportunity to watch and work with this past year. I think he's going to be great in the NHL. He can kind of do it all, especially if he adds a few more pounds on his frame. He's still pretty small. They list him at 5'11", 174. He's probably a little closer to 5'10". And there's definitely room for him to bulk up a little bit and get a little stronger on the puck. But, I mean, I think his game translates really well. He can kind of do whatever you want. He can run the power play. He can play on the penalty kill. He can be that offensive defenseman. He can stay back and defend. Like, he's not necessarily the best player you've ever seen in any of it, but he's really, really good at all of it. So that's what I would say.
Well, I think that's encouraging.
Yeah, I agree with you. No, I think that's what we've learned about Cam today is definitely exciting, especially because I think out of all the defensemen or all the prospects in the Flyers organization, I think Cam is one that we could see making that jump from college to straight into the NHL out of all of them. So it's interesting, and we'll definitely have to keep an eye out on him and see how he does next season.
For sure, I would definitely say he's pretty close to NHL ready, another year at Michigan, and he should be good to go.
Yeah. I definitely agree with you with that weight. Like, he definitely needs to bulk up a bit.
Yeah, I think he will. Michigan strength coach is pretty good and he works him pretty hard. So I'm sure he'll add on a few pounds before he heads to Philadelphia.
Well, all of this sounds great, and it would be amazing if we had a defensive prospect jump directly to the NHL again and, kind of follow in the footsteps of Ivan Provorov and making a splash sooner rather than later. So we would love to see that. And thank you, Bailey, for joining us. This was fantastic. It's always good to get insight from people that get to watch our prospects on a regular basis.
Absolutely. It was super fun. Fun to think about hockey and talk about some people I know pretty well for a little bit.
I'm like tired of the Fortnite, watching players play Fortnite. Like, I just want to talk about the game, watch the game. So this is
Exactly.
always fun.
So that was so much fun and so informative. Thanks once again to Bailey Johnson for joining us on the show. She was phenomenal and that was really cool.
Yeah, I learned so much more about Cam. I had no idea. I definitely said I was a little bit disappointed when we drafted Cam, but after like reviewing his freshman season, I'm excited, definitely excited for him.
Yeah, I wonder if they're ever gonna make jerseys that say like yam cork on them or something like that. I think that would be fun.
I think like once he gets in the league, there'll be some yam cork shirts for sure.
Looking forward to it. And of course, with our Flyers fun thing today, they are all Cam York oriented. And sorry, I went a little overboard today, but we have four things on the list because I couldn't narrow it down. First off, there is a highlight video that is just Cam York highlights from 2019. And this video is pretty long. Like, there's a lot of them. And so, if you really want to get input into how he plays and see a lot of his action on ice, this 10-minute video will help you out.
Yeah, it's definitely informative. I mean, who doesn't have 10 minutes to spare? It's a good watch.
We all have 10 minutes for Cam York. I think we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the second video is a pre-draft profile. And this one is really cool for several reasons. Number one, there is some really cute kid pictures of Cam in it, in his little Junior Ducks outfit. And then he is interviewed in this, as well as some of the coaches that worked with him in the Junior Duck program. So that was really cool to get some information from a coaching perspective as well as his own.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And then third, there is a highlight video of just his time at Michigan this past year. So if you want the latest and greatest highlights of Cam York, this is the video for you.
Yeah, I think this was the one that I was excited to watch because just like what we heard from Bailey to watching him at Michigan, it just gets me so excited, especially for him next year. I mean, obviously he's not signing with the Flyers yet, and we shouldn't expect him to just to get another year under his belt. I'm excited for next season. Hopefully it's a he's able to start his season on time and everything is set, but I'm excited nonetheless.
Me too. And then lastly, I have the post-draft interview. This is the day of the draft. And right after the initial excitement, the put the jersey on, the handshakes, and everything, there is a media room in the back. So this is him being interviewed by somebody from the USHL. And it is really, I think, he's a little shell-shocked. But at the same time, I think has some good things to say about his attitude going into the draft, as well as, his perspective on the US development team program. And I just really enjoyed it a lot. I feel like I got to know him a lot better watching that one.
Yeah, definitely.
So that wraps it up for today's show. We'll be back again tomorrow where we'll have our weekly mailbag. So send us in your questions via Twitter at LockedOnFlyers or email us at LockedOnFlyers@gmail.com.
I'm Danielle, and you can find me on Twitter at Danielle_Nick. That's Danielle_NICC.
And I'm Rachel. I'm on Twitter at rmiriam. That's rmiriam. Now tune into the latest episode of Locked On NHL.